The oblong building, the oblong windows, the oblong spacing. Orange-red colour seemed to bulge from the black framework, assumed tactile values, like boiling jelly that expanded inside a thick, black, squared grill. Three of the stories, 30 blazing windows and their huge frame of black brick, 100 solid tons of hard, deep Victorian wall, pivoted over towards us and hung flatly over the alley. Whether the descending wall actually paused in its fall, I can never know. Probably it never did. Probably it only seemed to hang there. Probably my eyes digested its action at an early period of momentum, so that I saw it off true, but before it had gathered speed. The night grew darker as the great mass hung over us. Through smoked, fogged fire glow, the moonlight had hitherto penetrated to the pit of our alley through declivities in the skyline. Now some of the moonlight was being shut out as the wall hung ever further over us. The wall shaded the moonlight like an inverted awning. Now the pathway of light above had been squeezed into a thin line. That was the only silver lining I ever believed in.